BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's podcast. Judge Rinder dishes out some Monday sass and gives us the latest from Strictly Come Dancing. We have a themed week on bangers. Greg is on Real or No Real, and our listener Sam comes up with an amazing idea for a Halloween party.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott here. Ridiculously good Teen Awards yesterday. Enjoy it, Chris.
So much fun.
Still get that little twinge before we go on stage, do you? Like that.
Yeah, and then you look out and there's so many people, and then right at the back of the room as well, it's written on the wall, and you never really see this because it's right about it. It just says, Hello Wembley, written across the back. And you stand there and you go, whoa.
I know. Like, when did you ever think, growing up, that you'd ever be on stage at Wembley? That's ridiculous.
It's mad.
And so much fun.
It's also awesome, the category that we got to present, the award we got to present to the two lads. It was such nice guys. And chatting to them afterwards as well, it's just amazing event.
Yeah. And they've actually, their mum's actually messaged us today saying thanks so much. That was Joe and Toby, who we gave the award to, the Teen Hero Award yesterday, in honour of their mate Aaron and all the kind of amazing fundraising they've been doing as well.
Yeah.
And we gave them some guitars, and they're going to go to Maida Vale to record one of their songs.
So cool. We need to go along to that with them as well. We really like Joe and Toby. Top lads.
So yeah, fun. And then let's talk about the thing that I orchestrated yesterday.
It's funny because not loads of people have picked up on this, but you've got to be really watching quite carefully.
So Elizabeth from, somewhere in Scotland, doesn't say where, has been on, saying, I was watching the Teen Awards and I noticed that at one point when Kel Spellman was interviewing Shawn Mendes backstage, you were wagging your finger at Chris. Then you darted out of shot and Chris was left looking extremely awkward and slightly upset. Just checking was okay. Please discuss this because I listen to the podcast every day.
Okay, so here's the story. So Kel was interviewing Shawn Mendes, and it wasn't actually in the sort of main bit of Wembley Arena where the rest of the show was. It was like up in this green room that we were all waiting in.
Yeah, so if you're going to watch it on BBC iPlayer later, you'll see it. There's a bit where they keep going back to Kel and he's backstage, and that's where Alice was doing the radio show from yesterday backstage at Wembley.
Yeah, so Scott spotted that the camera would be pointing in our direction.
Like, right in our direction. So I was like, right, see, in a minute, they're going to come to Cal and he's going to interview Shawn. And they were getting ready. And I was like, we are right in shot here. So I'm going to pretend to have an argument with you. And then I'm going to storm off. And if you watch it really carefully, you can see me having an EastEnders-style argument. But I wasn't actually speaking. I was doing like they do. Like, you know when you see people in the back of TV shots.
Well, that's what we were trying to do exactly like EastEnders.
Yeah. So I'm actually wagging my finger at Chris and going, listen to me, but actually not speaking. And then I flounce off and then you look a bit upset. We had a bored moment, to be honest.
I pretended to cry at one point as well, but it doesn't look like it. It just looks like I'm rubbing my eyes.
And then you can see Dev going, are you all right, mate? but it wasn't an actual argument. I just thought we'd just pass the time, didn't it?
So, on BBC iPlayer, you find the BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards, and I can tell you exactly where it's at. It's 40 minutes in, if you want to go see this kind of pathetic attempt at acting.
And it's terrible. I mean, rest assured, it's terrible acting, but it does look like we're having an actual argument, kind of. What time is it again? 40 minutes in.
40 minutes in.
Okay, cool.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
DNCE and Toothbrush on BBC Radio 1. Who's the guy that we like that always dresses up weird?
We don't know his name.
What's his name? But he was wearing a classic, a red coat yesterday off of Old Ladies.
It's not Joe.
Absolutely rocking it.
It's not Jinju.
No, it's the other guy who was wearing like socks above his knee, but also has blatantly been to Help the Aged or some other charity shop to pick up that coat, but looked fine in it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you see Judge Rinder at the weekend on Strictly?
He proper went for it, didn't he?
Did you see the Ed Balls lift? Oh, God.
It's wonderful. Has anyone put that to the Titanic music yet, or the Dirty Dancing theme or something epic?
I really thought she was going to fall on her face. Poor Katia.
Do you think he is going to injure her at some point? Because the problem is, as you go through week on week, the dances get more extreme, don't they?
Yeah.
You've got to try keep up.
I just didn't think that. I mean, they kind of recovered, but, oh, terrible.
Mm.
Did you see X Factor last night?
I missed Saturday night. I saw last night's one.
My favourite thing is the jukebox. It's so good because it, you know, it gets spun in a kind of shonky way at the end of every Sunday night, and it randomly picks at random, randomly,
completely the following, at random.
Yeah, the following week's theme. And I wouldn't have predicted this, would you?
There she is, the X Factor jukebox in all her glory. Contestants, I know you're a bit emotional, but are we ready?
Give her a spin.
Okay. Here we go. 80s there, disco. Friday night obviously would be fantastic for next week. Movies. Oh no! Is it?
Unbelievable.
That is so nonky. It's
yeah, what a surprise.
Friday night, how are we feeling?
You can hear it literally taking years off of Dermot's life, can't you? Am I still doing this? Oh, hang on. How much am I being paid?
Well, I saw
okay, good.
Fright Night on the selection last week. I was thinking to myself, well, surely that's only going to be on one week anyway.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
Don't forget, tomorrow, when we're doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, Honey G is playing Innuendo Bingo just after nine. Lol.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1, who's that?
Hello, it's Sam off of Southend.
Sam off of Southend. How you doing?
I'm not bad, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
I'm having a Halloween party.
Oh, when?
On Saturday night.
Oh, I'd be there, but I'm having one as well, so we clash.
Oh, amazing. Well, we're going with a pretty cool theme that we just wanted your help with.
Go on.
So our tradition is we have a Halloween party every year. Actually, next year we're getting married on Halloween, so we're having a Halloween wedding. This year we decided to do something a bit different. We decided to have a Halloween party.
Say again, a what?
We're going to have a Halloween party.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
And what does that involve, please?
So we're all going to dress up as Who's with a Halloween twist. We're going to have Who music on the go. We're going to have Who decorations, Who food. But yeah, we want your help with that. So
Who food, I like that phrase. there's a range to be had out of that.
This is a great idea. Is this inspired by our show?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so who's going as who? Who?
Okay, so I'm going to go as a killer Furby.
No. Nice.
Yeah.
My fiance is going as Neil Buchanan off of Art Attack.
Great one. Now, do we know what the fancy dress for that will be?
So he's got the jumper, the Art Attack jumper.
Yeah, oh, of course he has. I'm right. Do you know what? I changed my mind. I might go as this to Halloween.
This
as well.
Is so good. Have you got any Who pop stars coming? People dressing up?
No, well, we've got Mr. Motivator.
Oh!
Wow. He's not a pop star, but the trouble is, it's really hard thinking of someone that's really iconic that everyone will know who they are, you know?
Yeah.
Plus, these are all having to be homemade costumes because they're such massive Who's. They don't exist on fancy dress websites.
Yeah, I really respect the effort.
I really do.
Cheers, mate.
Also, big respect to everyone organising Halloween parties this Saturday. Scott has kind of taken up the mantle on that one. He takes a lot of pride in his.
It's stress, man.
Of having such a messy house the following day. There is nothing worse than waking up feeling hungover and your house being an absolute tip.
Tell me about it,
Beth. They go all out when it comes to decorations.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but Mills has got the staff.
I haven't got the staff.
You have got the staff.
True.
Yeah. My friends just do it while I sleep.
Lovely.
let's talk more about this Who party, though. So we've got some of the guest Who's. What are we saying about the Who food? That fascinates me.
Okay, so now Who food. Couple of ideas, but this is where we kind of wanted your help. How about Sara Lee Gatto? I mean, a plate of party rings. A Viennetta.
Oh, lush, yeah, but who?
Also, drinks-wise, we thought about having a few WKD. Hey, on the table.
Off of having a blue tongue. Hello.
Yeah, hello. What about on the drinks front? What was that we got interviewed on the red carpet at the Teen Awards, and they were like, what's your favourite drink? What's your favourite lollipop? And I gave a really Who drink, and then you came up with a really good Who drink. We ended up having a bit of a discussion about it. It began with R.
I know. It's still freely available. Hobicon.
Get some of that.
Classic.
Saw it in the shop today.
Could be a good mixer.
absolute classic, yeah.
Oh, you're my fave.
Decorations-wise, yeah. what do you reckon with decorations? We're thinking going classic with like paper chains, you know, like a kids' party. But I mean, we're not sure what else to do because we normally go for the full-blown Halloween decorations. You got any ideas? Maybe we'll have some balloons on our front door.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? Because to keep it Halloween-y as well. On the Who theme.
Stuff that we're able to purchase or make ourselves.
Yeah, I do like paper chains, though, hanging up.
Okay, so what about our playlist?
Oh, well, what are you saying?
Well, I imagine some of these you could use for your bangers.
Go on.
Right, how about Big Brother's New Flow?
Yes.
Jamelia.
Yes, always Jamelia.
What about the JCB song?
I was talking about the JCB song yesterday.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen that often, does it?
Yeah, that'll be a weird moment on Halloween, though, when that comes on.
Yeah, but classic.
But it is a
Then we thought maybe we could have a slow dance of the school discos and have Kelly and Ozzy Osbourne singing Changes.
You have got You've really thought this through. I have so much respect.
Yeah, we plan this well in advance.
It's really good. I'm so glad of the effort.
Yeah.
Will there be a hashtag for your event so that we can follow proceedings?
I really want to
see
pictures.
We can do a hashtag.
What are we going for then?
Maybe Hooloween.
Yeah, Hooloween. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Three O's.
Yeah, I'm saying three O's. And then everyone can check it out, yeah. Three O's for Hooloween, yeah?
Yeah.
And you'd be doing that on Saturday so we can keep an eye on things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
tweet me and Scott, and we'll be on the old retweet vibe. Hi.
Yeah. So, what are your Halloween party? What are you all dressing up as, please?
Sorry, I've had an idea. Oh, you could put the pictures up on Bebo.
Brilliant.
It's standard Halloween this year, babes.
Oh, okay.
I've got a couple of people from the past who used to be singers coming, so I was thinking upstairs of having the Oho Arena where they can sing.
So that's out there then.
Yeah,
so,
cool.
Yes, if you are a singer attending the party, take that with
you're
the.
Probably a who.
No, they know.
All right, good speak to you. Please keep up to date with this.
Yeah, absolutely. Can we just do a massive who before I go?
Yeah, go for it. You start.
Can we do a high five?
Oh my word. This is from ages ago.
This was ages ago, like years ago when. I used to give people... This is rubbish. I used to give people a...
Can you do it?
Yeah. I used to give people a high five on the phone by pressing...
The five. And then did they press it back in return? I think it was.
Yeah, you press it back. Yeah,
right. Does that still work?
I don't know. Let's give it a go.
I've got mine here. Are you ready?
All right, hang on a minute. Hang on. Yeah, okay, I'm ready.
Hey!
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What a day yesterday at the Teen Awards. My highlight, I think, was... Yeah, it was Little Mix. And I was scared because we were on directly after them on stage. I was like, oh.
And they were proper smashing it as well.
How do you follow that? They're so good live.
Yeah.
You can see it on BBC iPlayer, as well as our little fake argument, Hollyoaks style, that we had at 40 minutes into the show. It's the bit where Kel Spellman is interviewing Shawn Mendes. I was a little bit bored, so I just thought I'd have a fake argument with Chris. We didn't actually do any talking. I was just, like, miming it. Yeah. But I am, like, wagging my finger. And I get proper close into you as well, like, you idiot.
It was like being on EastEnders. That's what it felt like, an extra on EastEnders.
In the background, yeah.
Loads of people have already seen it. There's a couple of people who've managed to clip it up already as well, which is pretty cool. And one person is texting, Dan has texted in saying... Yeah, I don't buy it, boys. You got caught giving Chris a spanking on TV and are now saving face because your boss told you to.
Not at all. Like, I know that we bicker on air mostly, but like, we don't really argue. Can you remember any time we've argued?
No, I can't actually. But that would be funny that.
You get annoyed with me.
But the idea that it would get properly caught. At that exact moment where we are bang in the middle of the camera, is you look because it's so funny because you've gone off your chair and sat right in front of me as if you really are telling me off. It's like, right, had enough.
You will never work in this industry again. No, I can't remember any time I've argued with you, but I'm a lover, really. I'm not a fighter.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't really argue because it's too much confrontation, as you know.
Make love, not war.
That's right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Tomorrow on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, we're doing it. Grimmy's off for the rest of the week, so it's us. And we have... yeah, we've got Honey G in after nine. So many questions. Is it weird that I'm really... I'm not nervous, but I'm... I am weirdly excited. Is that odd?
I've not seen many interviews with her.
That's the thing.
So I'm intrigued to know, because I want to get to the bottom of this thing. Like, what's going on? Like, is she seriously believing all this? What does she know? What do you know what I mean?
Do we think that the performance was a little bit too good on Saturday?
What do you mean by too good? This is it. This is what's bugging me, because I love watching it. I think it's so entertaining.
I was chatting with Matt Emerson about this yesterday, and I was like, maybe it was like, I think we're losing the essence of Honey G, you know, this week. Do you know what I mean? Like with the dance break and all that.
That's when the judges say, you've absolutely smashed that.
Yeah, and
really
stood
good.
Up.
I'm looking at it and going, yeah, it was really entertaining, but what do you mean you've smashed that? Like, oh, I don't know. So many questions. She's from the same area as I am as well.
North Wheezy.
North Wheezy, yeah, but I never called it that.
And what does that mean? Is that North London? North West London?
North West London. But that's like when I was probably like 13, 14. That's what we would call it.
Right. And I enjoyed that she did, on Diva Week, that famous diva, Vanilla Ice.
All right, stop, collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, so like a harpoon day.
Also, did anyone notice that this is exactly the same as what Jedward did?
Yeah.
Like the same
mashup.
To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up the stage, your mic's a chump like a candle. Ice, ice, baby.
Not a diva. Like, what she should have done, like, you would have got away with it more if you'd done Missy Elliott. Like, more of a diva.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. It's nerf, bit the bit the find this. It's nerf, bit the bit the find this.
So good.
If you got a big, let me search.
I'm also obsessed with watching her hand movements when she gets the judges' comments.
Yeah. Yeah, I also like the dance moves where they're slightly thought through.
Oh, I can't wait.
Not a diva, though.
Who?
Vanilla Ice.
No.
Not to me.
Not to me. Tomorrow morning and for the rest of the week, me and Chris are covering the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Joining us just after nine tomorrow, I can't wait to wipe those sunglasses, is Honey G.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so bangers this week is... We were robbed, bangers, because that's the thing that people text in the most. You know, when you lose, and like, oh, you were robbed. So we've been allowed to bring back all the ones where people texted in, well, some of the ones where people texted in and were like, you were robbed. So we can get to offer them up again.
It's great. It's like a second go.
Yeah. Good idea, right?
Yeah.
So a song that I've picked before but didn't get chosen, and the same with Chris, and we'll do it after Zara Larsson.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so this week it's We Were Robbed Bangers, a song that I've picked before, and the same with Chris, that didn't get picked at the time. We're hoping this time they'll get picked. Obviously, one of ours won't, so that's we can throw it back in again the next time we do We Were Robbed. Deck in Yeovil.
Hello.
What's on?
Not much, mate. Just chilling up before I go back to work tomorrow.
Is it? What do you do?
I'm a roofer.
Okay. But you also play for Yeovil Rugby Club.
Yeah, I do. I'm a prop there. Yeah, playing there.
Yes,
been
queen.
There for years now. Getting old.
Yes, queen.
Now, is it true that you made a bet with the lads in the rugby club off of Yeovil that you you would get on bangers at some point this year?
Yeah, well, this end of this week.
By the end of this week?
Yeah, I was on holiday last week, and if I can't go on by the end of this week, then I'll have to do a dirty pint.
Oh, right.
Oh. What's that in Yeovil? Yeah.
Don't ask.
Okay,
so good news anyway. So you're on.
Yeah, so I don't have to do it. One of them has to do it.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
I actually don't want to know what it is. Hey, I hear that you're excited for...
No,
all right, thanks. No. I hear you're excited for Honey G on Inuna Bingo tomorrow.
Yeah, her glasses do need to be cleaned. Can you just make sure you have a wet wipe with you as well? Just
do you know
sure?
What? Right, that's so weird you just said that, because I've got a to-do list for tomorrow morning and wet wipes is on the list. Just a little wipe, that's
brilliant.
All they need. Have you noticed, though, they get her brand new glasses for the performances, but when it's like the videos of her talking, still some dirty fingerprints on them, which could easily be wiped off, you know?
Yeah, the budget must be that low.
Well... That's just her own glasses.
Also, think about this. When we're playing Innuendo Bingo, they're going to get a good wash then, aren't they?
That's true.
Oh, yeah, but it's your saliva. It's not...
With my saliva.
With your saliva. It's still better than... dirty fingerprints. Right, here's what I've got for you today. I've chosen this before. I really want it to be picked this time round. Bosch. Zed featuring Foxes and Clarity.
This is a tune.
Don't understand why this didn't get picked first time round.
Big song.
Massive. Is Foxes okay? I've not heard from her for ages.
She should team up with Zed again. This was a tune.
Really good.
All right, you can choose this deck, or I've got this banger for you. Oh, Chris Brown, Benny Benassi, Beautiful People. What a tune.
There's a tune.
Yeah, and it's only Monday. This is going to be a good week this week, Scott.
Right.
Take your sexy time, deck, and make the right choice.
Take your sexy time. I forgot about that.
There's always sexy time for me.
All right. Okay, hon. Saliva.
Right, lovely. Two bangers, absolute bangers.
Love your accent. Huh. I can listen to it all day.
Oh, everyone says that. Some people hate it, some people love it.
Hang on, I started playing yours then.
The way you say bangers is great as well. I think if we were to get jingles made up for this, it needs to be...
Bangers?
Bangers.
Oh, yeah, you definitely need a jingle for this.
So what are you going to go for?
Definitely a jingle. I think I'm going to go for Chris's today.
Yes!
Oh, hang on. Yes, go. I'll start it again because that was rubbish. Say that again, please.
I'm going to go for Chris today, please.
Woo!
Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. And that is Chris Brown, Beautiful People. Actually, I wouldn't have minded either of those winning today.
That's what I mean. This week's going to be really good bangers-wise.
What a great idea for bangers, says Clark in Kent. Really? Jono says, it's not often I don't mind which track wins bangers, but today was one of those days. Tefra says, yes, Beautiful People, reminding me of Kavos 2010 with the Leds.
So we're in for Grimmy the rest of the week, so bangers will move to the mornings.
Yes. Are we going to put a time on that for the bangers? Obviously,
it's going to be written down here.
Down there, doesn't want to talk. Is it 8:30? 8:30 then. Now, here's a slight thing with the We Were Robbed bangers. Is the guy who created the spreadsheet going to have an actual meltdown now? Because it's going to really mess with his PowerPoint presentation, isn't it?
Oh. Well, he can have a week off. I think he deserves it, because the stress he must be under every day, trying to write down, record all this bangers stuff, I think he deserves a break.
Yeah. So Chris wins today, and Bangers is back tomorrow morning when we do the Radio 1 Breakfast Show from 8:30.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Not the show, just the music.
Yeah, that sounded offensive.
That's awful, actually, isn't it? Strictly Come Dancing, what a weekend. The Ed Balls Lift, so much to discuss. We need to recreate that like we did with the Bum Bongos the other week. The Ed Balls Lift. I'll try and do that tomorrow, maybe. He's still in, he's still dancing. It's Judge Rinder.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Christopher. Is he there?
Hello, if you're there.
You okay?
I'm in a good mood, you know. It's good.
And why is that?
Well, I don't know. You know, I was about to say you'll remember this, but I don't suppose you will really. But if the dance has gone really well, you think, you know, you're just sort of, it puts you on a real sort of high.
Yeah.
Real sort of, it's rather a buzz, really.
Yeah, no, I don't really remember that, no. It went really well on Saturday, though, right?
Yeah, we had fun. Yeah, it was fun. It was the first week. I had a bit of a breakthrough. I learned how to count count to the music properly. And so, you know, most weeks you're sort of, you can't really hear what's going on. You're so terrified you're going to forget the next step.
Yeah.
But it becomes all about that rather than sort of having a dance, having a fun old time, which I'd been doing in rehearsals insofar as we found any time. We don't really have that much time because I, you know, have a job. And so... by the end of the week, it was great, and I just wanted to sort of replicate that. And we did; it was fun. It felt great at the end of that.
So, would you say it's the first one that you really enjoyed on the night?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, not, I mean, enjoyed the whole way through. I've enjoyed the others a bit, but like from beginning to end. It helped that we went first as well.
Yeah.
I did think your mouth looked like you were enjoying it.
I suspect you've said you've made that statement more than once.
It is really hard for you to close your mouth. That's what's become apparent with this series.
Well, I mean, why are you focusing on that? I mean, but it's maybe I'm emoting, Christopher. I'm expressing how I feel through the medium of dance. You should try it.
Are you not worried that someone from the crowd's going to try and lob a Malteser in there?
It hasn't occurred to me yet, but why don't you come and watch and see what happens?
I can't believe that Craig gave you a 6.
I know, that's just rude, isn't it? I mean, the problem is that I do like what he says sometimes, although it's sort of, you know, I mean, I do like... But the thing is, it's not fair because it belies the fact that we... Or rather, it suggests that we haven't improved.
Yeah.
Mm. Which is not true. So, you know, I mean, I suppose... Like I said on the night, it's probably... I think he just sort of got overexcited under the table and couldn't find his paddle.
Here's the thing, though. I want you to answer back to him more when you're on the floor.
I know, the difficulty... You remember what it's like. You're in this sort of...
Well, you've just done it and you don't know what to do and it's like, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, and it's not, and also I don't, believe it or not, I don't sort of do contrived funny, it just sort of happens.
Darling.
So the idea of trying to do a jive and then preparing a line about his inability to move his face is sort of rather challenging, I would have thought.
But don't prepare, just do it. Say whatever comes into your head, do a Will Young, answer back.
I know what you mean, though.
No, I will. I mean, if he says something which is unfair, I mean, so far it's not, you know, what am I going to say? He thought it was flat-footed, I'll say, well, it's not, I mean... That's his opinion. I mean, if he said something rude, obviously, I will.
I think he's scared of you.
As he should be.
I think he's threatened by you.
Yeah.
I think, maybe that's true. What you mean, they're sort of, I'm the only judge in the village type thing.
Halloween week next week.
Yeah, this is where I've insisted that there'll be a sin homage to your crap.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be quite something, I'm telling you.
How's that going down with your dancer? She's like, who?
Well, you know, people have met Oksana, though she's an extraordinary, I really meant what I said, and she's an amazing teacher. She has a fairly limited emotional range.
Yeah. Worse than you?
I mean, worse than me. I have real emotional breadth. She, on the other hand, sort of varies between good or bad, very good or very bad.
Right. No in between, no?
That's where she sits most of the day.
Hey, you know your friend Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yes.
What do you call him, by the way? Do you? I assume you don't call him Benedict Cumberbatch like everyone else does. Is it Benny? Cummy? What's the nickname?
Don't say ridiculous. I don't call him Benny. What do I call Ben? I don't know. Benedict? Ben?
Ben.
Benny Bear?
He was on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. And they made him watch your dance.
Hang on. Don't you know that's not you who presents? Who presents that?
That's Nick Grimshaw.
Who's that?
Okay.
Wow.
He was a judge on X Factor last year.
Oh, yes, I met him. Yeah.
You have met him. Yeah. They made Benedict watch your dance from Saturday.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and he did a running commentary of it. Do you want to hear it?
Is this a real Benedict doing it?
Real.
It's not like somebody doing his voice.
No, it's him. As you're about to hear, listen to this.
And it's more like a horse race here, I realise, but no mind. He's spinning her, to the left and then to the right. It's difficult to tell on the television what is left and right when you're looking at the screen yourself and not in it. And there he goes. He's jiving, his mouth is open, it's closed, it's open. He's smiling. He's not smiling. He's spinning her, he's doing something, he's saluting again. She's all over him.
Well, that's extraordinary. He's a mate. That's...
Yes?
Oh, that's funny.
It's like he's commentating on a horse race. Anyway, Halloween next week. It's going to be horrific.
Was that you, Christopher? Horrific?
No, he means because Halloween.
That's not the word that you want. Horrific. It might be...
Horrible.
Frightening.
Frightening.
Scary.
Or scary. Or...
Awful.
No, not awful.
Oh, no, that doesn't work.
No, that's you sort of come to the end of it. I'm so sorry,
he's being rude, and I actually really like you on Strictly.
No, the thing is, I would be upset if he meant it.
He doesn't mean
it. I think he's sort of grappling for a word. It's a challenge. Now, come on, Christopher, come up with something better.
I'm just thinking of Halloween-y words, though, Judge.
Yeah.
terrifying.
Could be spooky. Could be, yeah, you know. You sort of get to the sort of end of a dance and go, gosh, that was really awful, really disarming.
You'll be doing the full dress-up, though, won't you, Halloween?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure. I think on this one, I don't want to say too much, but I think I'm dressing down, which means I'm not eating all week. Yeah.
Bit of nakedness, is it?
Nope, thong.
There's going to be some serious flesh. That's all I'm saying.
A thong? That's not very Halloween, either.
Not wearing a
Are you going I'm as yourself, wearing... naked, for Halloween?
What, you mean if all else fails, do the full Monty?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not going naked for Halloween. What would you dress up as? I suppose a skeleton.
Me? I don't know. Well, because Scott's got his Halloween party at the weekend, so we've got to work on fancy dress outfits and things. It's
what
a big
are you
discussion
wearing
right
that?
Now. Don't know. Might go as you.
Well, that's so boring. Go with me.
Because I heard you might be there, so I'm keen to...
I'm invited. He's threatened to invite me.
Oh, here we go.
I'm invited, but I won't go.
No, because it's one of these things. You get these invites and then somebody says, I'll send you the address near the time, as if you're visiting NATO.
No. I'll send you the address right now.
And I'm not going to go as you if you're not going to be there.
Fine. The problem is what time, you know, Strictly finishes. But I'll be there if it lasts sort of later. It'll be the only party I've been to that lasts after sort of 10 o'clock.
Oh, baby, it'll be a late really one.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah.
You're going to go with me? Okay, fine. If you go with me, I'll come as my court usher, Michelle. We can take photos.
Michelle!
The court hand, I think. Right, we've got to go.
Oh, where are you going? What other things have you got to do?
Just got to play music and that.
No, bye then.
Love you, bye. It's been fine.
Bye-bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, Rinda was on form today. If you want to see the video of Benedict Cumberbatch or Cummy commentating on Judge Rinda's interpretation of the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, why would you not? It's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Greg James.
Hello to everybody.
Hi. Hello.
Everything all right?
All absolutely fine here, thanks very much.
Good.
What's on today, please?
What's
happening?
My microphone's stuck in the air, so I'm just going to stand up. So, today on the show, we have the official chart update. Loads of excellent live music from our Teen Awards as well. Plus... You're sort of friends with Alexander Armstrong, aren't you, a little bit?
Ish.
Well, he's a friend of the show,
He's definitely a friend of the show. I mean, I wouldn't say that I would that we would hang out socially.
No, but you know, we all know he's a singer. Right?
He is a singer. I don't have his number, see, otherwise I would.
Yeah. Well, I found that he's done a cover of quite a big old dance song. So
what?
I'm going to play that today. It's really incredible, actually. It's really quite something.
Okay. From Four with Greg James, and here's today's Real or No Real.
Little Mix star Jesse Nelson has revealed that Perry Edwards has the worst flatulence in the group, and as she has no sense of smell, she can't tell how bad her wind is.
Right, so what that's saying, if it's true, is that she can't smell anything, but everyone else can smell her. So an ideal situation for her, not so much for the rest of the girls in the group, guys.
Well, this is it. They're quite... They say what they think, and that's why people like Little Mix, because they're not afraid of saying what's on their mind.
I thought they were great yesterday.
They were.
So good.
Really good.
The best.
It's quite empowering, the honesty that they're offering up here, if this is real.
It is. It's like, be yourself, fart whenever you like.
Yeah, and I can't smell it.
And also, you're not going to hear that. So at the Teen Awards, it is obviously really loud. So if Perry was dropping the odd one or two farts there... This is going to change how I view their performances, because it's very slick. The harmonies are on and stuff like that, but you know where it goes quiet just before they hit the big note in the new song? There's a little fart there.
Yeah.
Oh, I think there is.
Saw my dad the other day, and he referred to it as letting one go. Ho!
That's a good one. Or, from primary school, a blow-off.
You've also got a Trump.
A Trump, yeah.
Bit politics there,
All right, have I got news for you? Yeah. Your satire.
All right. So, is this true? Perry Edwards has the worst flatulence in Little Mix, but can't smell it herself. All the other girls can, real or no real.
But what a dangerous combination, having the worst flatulence and also no sense of smell.
Well, here's the thing, though. Surely, like, even if she can't smell, you know that farts can smell. This is gross. But you'd hold it in, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, I wonder what that's smelling like.
Similarly, we've all been on a run or something, or in the gym, and you've got your headphones in. and you let one go,
yeah,
and you don't realise how noisy it's been because you've got your headphones on.
Yeah.
<That's> People around are laughing at you.
But that's what I mean about the Teen Awards as well. The music's so loud that they just can't hear it.
Well, these girls, they've clearly got very close to each other, haven't they?
Yeah.
And I think they're just, that's fair game.
What are you saying, Greg?
I'm saying real.
I'll go
Chris.
Real.
That one is real.
True.
Whoa.
Perry was born without a sense of smell.
Oh.
And Jessie told Holly and Phil all about their terrible flatulence on the This Morning sofa. And next,
you can now get a tattoo of a pizza, which when scanned by your phone, will automatically order you a pizza.
But your taste will change, surely. You're not ordering the same pizza you were when you were 11.
Yeah, that's committing quite heavily to one order, isn't
it? Yeah,
you've got to have the same one for the rest of your life.
Also, if you're going to order one pizza forever, what would it be? What flavour?
I'm not going to say because people will hate on
me. No, go on. What is it? Margarita?
You'll be a ham and pineapple, won't you? No?
How did you know that?
I can't abide by that.
Right, see, I told you. I'm already getting hate from you.
I hate the stereotype.
It's my favourite food, pizza, and I can't abide by having a pineapple on it.
What's wrong with a Hawaiian, please?
It's a joke.
There shouldn't be fruit on the pizza.
Talking nonsense, mate.
You shouldn't be having fruit on your pizza.
No, I will have it. No, I'll tell you what. It's not that I dislike it.
The ham and the pineapple just go so well together. Oh, here we go. All the texts are coming in now.
It's very much a sort of pudding pizza, that.
Not.
it bridges the gap, doesn't it? If you were, I don't think they do the all-you-can-eat buffets at lunches anymore.
No, they're off.
They do?
Do they?
Oh! I thought it was non-profitable for them, so they stopped it.
When I used to work there, it was very profitable.
Yeah, so for the staff
afterwards, we'd do a proper mind sweep at the end.
Yeah.
When it stopped at 5, when the shift starts.
You worked there, did you? I didn't know that.
Big time.
I can actually imagine that.
I was a delivery driver.
I can imagine that.
Well, you delivered them as well.
Used to deliver them, yeah.
For that company.
On moped?
Sadly not.
Horseback.
Just used to run around the town.
Yeah.
Are you saying you can't be friends with someone that likes Hawaiian?
No, I'm not. Where I was going with it is what I was saying is if you're trying to eat all you can, what you do is you have a very meaty slice and then you'll have that to break it up a bit. So it's a sort of, it's a session pizza, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll eat it, but I won't enjoy it.
Okay. Can't abide by that.
Can't abide by it, sorry.
So a new tattoo of a pizza, which when scanned by your phone, will order you a pizza. Is this true?
I don't think it's true because... To be honest, it sounds more hassle than just phoning. So I'm going to say no real.
It's just a lot of effort, isn't it? I think, unless it's like one of those QR codes, I think this is probably no real.
That one is real.
True.
What?
Although only 40 people will be able to get them, the tattoo, when scanned by your phone, will use your GPS to deliver a pizza to exactly where you are.
Great.
And finally...
In the thank you note that comes with Lady Gaga's new album, Joanne, she dedicates her song Griggy Your Girls to her original Griggy Your Girl, Scott Mills.
No, he means Grigio there, off of Pinot, off of wine.
Yeah.
Griggio.
I mean, this is definitely a Lady Gaga song. Grimmy played it to me this morning down the phone, saying it was something that you would love. You know, this should be your walk-on music.
Uh-huh.
Because yesterday at the Teen Awards, we walked out to Rihanna Work.
We did.
Which we're still not sure why.
We don't know why.
I don't even know.
We were really late coming out.
I couldn't even detect what the song was when I walked out. I couldn't work out what it was.
I don't know if they thought it through.
It was something about castles or something.
Was it?
Yeah, it felt... I don't know what was going on.
Do they choose the songs with the presenter in mind?
Clearly not.
Right. Okay.
But if they had, they would have chosen this Lady Gaga Grigio Girls.
For you.
Grigio Girls, yeah.
Off of Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, Grigio. Are you one of the producers on her new album, Scott?
I can't say.
Oh.
She does like you, though.
Yeah, she does.
She does.
I like her, too. Hello, Scott. It's Lady Gaga.
Grigio Girls.
Mm-hmm. An actual song about wine.
Finally. I mean, this is like Christmas for you.
Come on.
One of your favourite pop stars is writing about your favourite thing.
Yeah.
Do we think she would have dedicated it to Scott? I do think she respects you, but I don't think she'd want to... I don't think she would have written you a song, because you're not an ex.
No. Well, she just... she part dedicates it to me.
Oh, okay.
Part dedicates.
This is partly to dedicate to Scott Mills.
I'm going to go no real on this one, I think.
I'm going to go real, because I'm hopeful. I'd quite like this to be real.
That one is no real.
No real, but it is an actual song. Here it is. I mean, What a time to be alive.
I didn't know this was a thing. Scott, you must be... This must be the most exciting day of your life.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, it's, I'll tell you where that's going to be great, is in the bar, isn't it? What shall I have? It's going to be an anthem.
That is on the new album.
Didn't you have a song when you did Scott Mills the musical? Was it? You had but you did have your own. You had the original Pinot Grigio song.
There was a song called My Pinot Grigio, which was part of the Scott Mills musical, which ran at the for three sellout nights at the Edinburgh Festival. Actually, yeah, there was. Yeah, so.
So are we suing her?
No, because it sounds nothing like it. Right, so
what a court case that would be.
I know.
I would love
it.
It
would be so sassy.
I would do jury duty for that one.
So the song is real, but not dedicated to me. At the end of that round of real or no real,
I've won. I got 20.
I've won.
We got 10.
I've won. Greg's next. Cheers. At 4. Tomorrow and the rest of the week, we are on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show in for Nick Grimshaw. Tomorrow morning, joined by Gemma Chan and Emily Berrington from Humans. And after 9 on Innuendo Bingo, it's Honey G. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.